This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Michael, g'day. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Terrific. Okay, let's get through a few things that are happening and let people know what's going on as far as council is concerned. Now, the Bloomfield track, what's the latest on that? I believe it's open.
The Bloomfield track completely reopened, so a fantastic draw card for north of the Daintree River, and absolutely another reason to be able to do it in Douglas, take the four-wheel drive and go for a drive through the Bloomfield track up to Woodja Woodja. It's a very, very beautiful drive. You know, the stunning views as well. And we really do want our far northerners to do it in Douglas and support our local businesses. So stop at Cape Trib for a quick drink first, a coffee and a soft drink, and then head up the Bloomfield track. Now, the Creb track, though, will remain closed until late August. We've got contractors up there doing some work, but the Bloomfield track's certainly open.
Now, heading up towards Cape Tribulation, I'm getting great reports about the Thornton Cafe that's reopened and the guys up there doing some magnificent food. Have you heard about that?
I have indeed. We've got a new group in there that took over in January, unfortunately, right when COVID hit. So they did it hard there for the first couple of months, but they are open now. And absolutely are getting some great reviews from the people up there that, you know, it's a great place to pop in and grab something to eat. They're doing a magnificent job and, you know, something different to what it used to be. It's a new energy in there. I think they've done a little bit of renovations as well. So definitely pop into Thornton's and say hello to the guys there and get something to eat.
Now, what about tracking erosion? Tell us all about that.
Well, there's a new program, you may have seen it before, called CoSnap, and we've now installed it into Douglas. We've got five stations, one at Wonga, one at Kuya, there's one at Cow Bay, Four Mile Beach, and Newell Beach. And what they are is a little box, and they've got the directions on them. You drop your smartphone, your iPhone, or your Android into it, and you take a photo, and then you upload it onto social media with a hashtag called CoSnap Four Mile or CoSnap Kuya, whichever it is, the details are on it. And what they do is they collect all these photos and they make a video out of it. So for everyone who does it, you get a whole year's worth of vision showing any erosion that may be happening along the beach line. So it's a fantastic initiative where you can become part of the solution to, you know, control our environment erosion. So it's a great idea, and you know, if you're down there and you see one of them, drop your phone in and take a photo and hashtag it and be part of this great project.
What's the latest on the Economic Recovery Group?
Right, well, we've got a webinar happening. It's with Grant Thornton Accountants. We've got Olivia Van Wenwiesen, and they're doing a whole thing on financial impacts of COVID-19 for businesses and different alternatives that are available. So it's, again, the details are on the council website. Great information, and that's, I think, really important at the moment, that businesses get as much information as they can. We've had HR Dynamics, Phoebe Kiddo, every Wednesday doing seminars as well. There's online programs for businesses going through different things in HR and how to control redundancies and things like that. If that happens with JobKeeper, unfortunately, possibly looking at finishing, but all the different HR type things that you could need to know with your businesses over the COVID-19. That's the place to go on the council website and Facebook and look for those details.
We're talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, what's happening with the feedback on water?
Well, we're doing a customer service standards, and it's really important that people put in information, give feedback. They've got till the 18th of July to put the information in. And, you know, we really want to get feedback on the wastewater and customer service. So, you know, this department's responsible for providing safe drinking water and an efficient, environmentally friendly wastewater services to Douglas Shire. So if you've got feedback on the service standards, this is the time to put that information in, so until the 18th of July.
Now, some news coming through, I'm just getting through now. Apparently, and if you'd like to comment on this, we're hearing about a five-star resort to be built opposite the Sheraton. What's going on there?
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, for starters, I'll be really looking forward to getting rid of that swamp across the road from the Sheraton that's been there now since 2005. Cleaning that up, and they're looking at putting a five-star, 253-room, high-end Fairmont Hotel. Ooh. So it's part of the Accor Group. But it's still early days, of course. There's no DA being put into that. They'll have to go into discussions with council with the design stages and that. But the fact that someone's got the confidence to want to put into a project like that here in Douglas Shire is very exciting. I mean, you're looking at, you know, by the time they do the designs and build, it'd probably be 3 or 4 years till it opens. But that's 3 or 4 years worth of possible work in this Shire. And hopefully by that time, you know, COVID's well and truly under control and our tourism's back to a high level and we've got a fantastic new offering for people to come to Douglas and regenerate it. You know, it looks like an amazing project. It really does.
Jobs.
See, that's what it's all about at the moment, creating these jobs.
Now, I know that council are looking into maybe taking over the Choo Choo's Railway. John Morris, of course, would like to give it to council. How is that progressing? Is it a fair way along?
Well, there's still lots of work to be done. I mean, I was talking to John this morning and he's getting an appropriate engineer to come up from Brisbane who's going to assess all the tracks and do a full audit on it at his cost to give that to council as well as part of the offer. So once we get all these sort of details through, then we'll know exactly where we are as far as what the risk factor is for costs in the future. But, you know, I keep saying it would be an amazing asset to keep in this Shire. The last thing I want is for it to disappear. You know, there's such history there. And if council can take it on and it's not going to be a risk to the ratepayers, I can't see why not. It's a fantastic asset.
I think so too. I fully support that. And of course, look, there's been a few, I think a little bit of misinformation about the train and the cost of, you know, getting it up to standard, because it's already up to standard and it's only a very small fee to have it checked over on a regular basis that they do with the state government. So forget the misinformation. I think that the train itself would be a massive asset for the ratepayers of this Shire.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of misinformation going around. You know, people say things that they don't know the truth about, like staff members or volunteers have quit because it's so dangerous, was one I heard the other day. You know, it's not true. John has had it audited every year. He's got all the paperwork for it. He's going to have it audited again to ensure that it's still up to code. He's spent a lot of money on the actual trains in the last year to make sure that they are fully compliant to everything that needs to be done. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the insurance, which has been over-exaggerated for the costing of it. There's been lots of little stories going around it, and the majority of them aren't true. And, you know, again, it's not as if we're going to take on something that's going to be an absolute waste of money for ratepayers. It's going to be investigated properly and, you know, by all accounts, I think it'll be a great asset if it works out.
Yeah, there was talk of $60,000 to have it checked over. That is not true. John Morris said that is absolute rubbish. So as long as we get the right information, and I know your council people are gathering all of that at the moment and we'll come up with the true facts and then move on. Now, you were down at St Crispin's today, maybe talking to John there. What's this about a fence there?
Well, John's got a new project there that he wanted to show us, his new fence line. It's a fully recycled plastic fence. It's a new style. He's very excited about being eco-friendly with the fence line, so he invited us down to have a look at it. And by all means, it does look amazing, and it's, you know, you don't have to paint it. It's not going to rust. It's not going to weather. It's cyclone-proof. You know, and again, it's a great asset for the type of project that he's doing down there. So I look forward to seeing it with all the landscaping.
Mm. Is that the same sort of fence, same idea as the one that's at the sports ground here in Port Douglas?
No, completely different. This is like a full exterior type fence. It looks like long wooden brown panels. If you're down that area, pop past and have a look at it, because, you know, it'd be fantastic for people to start using that sort of stuff if they wanted a high fence around their own properties. You know, it does look really good.
Yeah, John Morris is fantastic. I mean, he's always been one to support the Douglas Shire, and now he's going ahead with the development down there. Some people would say, oh, you don't go ahead now with COVID and all that, but he sees the big picture, that it's not always going to be like this, and I salute him for that.
Absolutely. And as I said in the interview I did with Newsport last week, you know, it is scary times, the fact that we don't know when COVID's going to finish. We don't know if in 8 months, 18 months, you know, we could be like Victoria and having to shut down again. So these are things that we have to be planning for. which I'm quite sure by then we're going to have procedures in place. We're going to have all these different models and policies that we know what to do and how to do it by that stage. And there's going to be a lot of people down in Victoria that are going to be reassessing their lives and thinking, you know, do I really want to continue living in a city? You know, if I've got the option, let's, you know, sell my house in Melbourne and move up to Douglas. I can still work from home because I've proven I can do that. So having, you know, properties coming onto the market like that, again, is just a great asset for Douglas.
Yes, and it's good now to see a lot more people out and about. You would have seen there's a buzz around at the moment, and that's a good feeling. We haven't had that for a little while.
It certainly is very exciting to go down Macrossan Street and actually see people in the bars and people walking the streets. And yeah, it's wonderful to see town alive again.
That's terrific. Michael Kerr, our mayor, I'll chat to you again next week.
Thank you very much. And don't forget, school holidays will come to an end, but we still need our locals to do it in Douglas.
Buy Douglas, build in Douglas. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, you.